ACCA, the world's most forward-thinking professional accountancy body.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Student Accountant podcast series on careers advice. I'm very happy to have a guest with me today, which is Tom Wood, who I've actually spoken to before. Hello, Tom.
Thanks, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very good, very good. Not enjoying the weather today. I thought the weather had finally taken a turn for the better, but obviously.
I know, it's a bit of a blip, but hopefully a momentary blip in the glorious British summer. So, Tom, are you still working for Morgan McKinley as a recruitment of young accountants?
Yeah, so I think when we last spoke, I think it was 2 years ago, so I've been here since then. So I've been here now for nearly 4 years and still recruiting part qualified and qualified accountants and even students into accountancy firms in London and the Southeast. Still doing very much the same job I was doing 2 years ago.
Okay, I realise I should not say young accountants because actually you could be qualifying as an accountant at any age.
Yes.
But you're particularly focused on people who are in the beginnings of their career.
Yeah, it's a broad mix, really. I mean, you tend to find that those who are at the beginning, a lot of the jobs that they get tend to be done directly by either accountancy firms or companies. But certainly, if I can't find them a role necessarily, I'm still on hand to give advice and support on CV writing and how they end up skilling themselves as well.
Mm. And you mentioned you're working more for smaller or mid-tier firms. Is that the placements that you still do?
Predominantly, yes. So usually anything outside the big four or top 20 accountancy firms. So yeah, a lot of smaller boutique firms, but there's lots and lots of those in London. So I work with a lot of firms and a lot of partners and a lot of HR teams. As well, so I've got to know the market fairly well, thankfully.
Good. So we spoke about a year and a half ago, I think, and although time has kind of lost all meaning since then.
Yes.
So much has changed. I mean, obviously, in the past year, especially. I'm curious to know from your perspective how all of this is changing and impacting the world of accountancy recruitment.
To be honest. As I said, I focus on accountancy firms as a sector, and actually compared to many other sectors, the accountancy market fared pretty well, actually, considering during the lockdown of 2020 and early 2021. I think the main reason for that was the fact that, broadly speaking, you will always need accountants. And obviously, accountants were having to get involved in different scenarios. You know, a lot of companies were struggling, unfortunately, due to the pandemic, but they still needed to lean on their accountants for help as well. So, yeah, because of that, the practice job market was still fairly busy. And things are pretty much back to normal now, I would say.
Right. Okay, well, that's good news. What are the other main changes that you've seen sort of happening in the accountancy world over the last few years? Because obviously there's loads of things happening, not just the pandemic.
I think when we spoke last time, we talked a lot about things like software and technology skills as well, because accountancy has become more and more automated over the last few years. What you might hear a lot of is firms that are paperless, i.e. ones who don't have stacks and stacks of paper in their offices, and everything is done on the cloud. So that has changed massively over the last few years, particularly within areas like bookkeeping and management accounts, which I think is closely aligned to the ACCA qualification. More recently, if we look at interviews in particular, 99% of my interviews over the last 15 months have been done via Zoom or Microsoft Teams. Which, you know, presents problems in itself, whether it be, you know, being on mute or Wi-Fi issues. Mm. But, you know, that has become the new normal, as they say. And I think even when things are back to normal and when people are back in the office, I still think Zoom interviews or Microsoft Teams interviews are going to be quite common when it comes to interviews. And you do have to prepare, I suppose, in a different way. It's always more difficult to build a rapport sometimes with someone virtually as opposed to in person. So you've got to think about how you present yourself on there as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that actually, because it's something that I've had to come up against myself, and noticing like what the differences are and how we often rely on certain things in a face-to-face situation that we just don't have on online. So what are small things you can do to sort of help yourself look professional and stand out if you are doing an on-screen interview, do you think?
There are very small things that you can do. I think obviously when you prepare for an interview, you're going to have done research and made notes on a company website or your CV or a job specification. As much as you can, try not to look at those notes during an interview on Zoom or Teams, because when you're looking down at something, you can just sense that maybe either you're checking your notes, or it's just harder to build up a rapport if you keep looking down at your notes. A second very, very minor thing, which I think works, is, and this actually works in face-to-face as well, is, you know, occasionally you will get questions that are relatively challenging. So always have a glass of water next to you, because it gives you a chance of 2 or 3, 4 seconds to try and get an answer together. Because if you bowl into an answer straight away, suddenly you might find yourself going off on a tangent. Whereas if you have got quite a challenging question, it's good to give yourself, you know, 3, 4, 5 seconds to compose yourself and think, okay, how am I going to answer this as well? So I know it sounds quite cheesy and basic, but it genuinely does work. You just give you more time to think, prepare.
Yeah. Yeah. And I suppose there's things like making sure you don't have anything kind of unprofessional in the background of your
video and
stuff like that.
That is true, but I suppose if you live at home with a lot of people, you know, interviewers will be fully aware that sometimes interviews might get interrupted or things might happen. I think they're understanding of that. Anything you can do to make sure you're firstly in an area where you're not going to be disturbed, the Wi-Fi is strong, and yes, as you said, if you've got any strange posters or whatever it may be, maybe take them down off the wall before the interview.
So in the face of a lot of uncertainty, how do you think students can think about their career? How can you make plans for the future when things do feel kind of quite unstable in general?
Well, I think luckily we're at a stage now where the practice job market is back to normal. So, you know, students who are looking to pursue a career within accountancy can do so feeling confident that there are lots of opportunities out there for them. Much like what we talked about 18 months, 2 years ago, there are countless pieces of information online, whether it be that the ACCA provide or other means, where you can upskill yourself technically. There are webinars, seminars that you can look at as well. There's obviously TED Talks. All of these things are things that genuinely do help, particularly in the early stages of your career, and just show that you are very keen. Now, to slightly go against that, when you are interviewing for your first accounts job, they're obviously going to want to know why you want to get into accounts, but they aren't going to start grilling you on what you know about the technical side of accountancy, because you're not yet an accountant. So don't get too hung up about knowing the ins and outs of the technical side. I think it's definitely good to know, broadly speaking, what's going on in the accountancy world, you know, whether there's been any technical changes on certain things. And I think lastly, again, this hasn't changed at all, but LinkedIn is such a powerful tool. There's no reason why you shouldn't have a detailed LinkedIn. You know, it's a free service. Lots and lots of employers, lots and lots of recruitment companies do use LinkedIn to find people. So the more detailed your LinkedIn is, the more groups you're involved in, the more professional it looks, that will only help you as well. Because I still see a lot of people, sometimes students, sometimes experienced accountants, who are trying to find a job, haven't got a LinkedIn profile. And it just baffles me, because as I said, it's a free service and there's no reason why you shouldn't have a detailed LinkedIn profile.
In terms of upskilling, I mean, how do you know how would you find out, well, what are the skills that I need to get, if you know what I mean?
Well, funnily enough, I was looking at this today because I was trying to get in the mind of either an accountant or an aspiring accountant, because I was thinking, how would I find the details? So I actually went on to the ACCA website, and that as a start.
Good choice.
Yeah, good. Well, I thought things would have a look as well. And genuinely, I think it gives you a lot of good information, but also the right information, because you're right, there's so much information out there. Mm. Sometimes it's difficult to know, you know, am I looking at the right thing? Is this going to be relevant towards what I want to do? Whereas ACCA, as an example, yeah, provide just the right amount of information and just the right information, just so that you know you are looking at the right thing as well.
Right. So actually, I mean, the message here is, if you are an ACCA student, you're already in the right place. That's good. But just sometimes the resources are under your own nose and you don't even think, oh, I'll just go on the website and find out.
Yeah, exactly. Because I get asked this question quite a lot, and sometimes I struggle to answer, and I go, I'm not an accountant, and I've been recruiting accountants for nearly 10 years, but I'm not an accountant, so I wouldn't quite know where to start with what to look at in terms of upskilling. But you're right, I think often the obvious answer is the correct one. If you're an ACCA student or ACCA member, go to the ACCA and look at the website, and you'll find that you should have most of the information there that you'll need.
In terms of the kinds of jobs that are available for accountants, I'm just wondering if changes in the world in general have impacted that. Have you seen a sort of surge in new kinds of jobs or particular jobs? Say, for instance, in connection with climate change, and I know, you know, ESG is very big at the moment in the accountancy spheres and so on. Like, do you see the sort of real world changing the way accountancy jobs are, or is it just as it always was?
To be honest, it hasn't changed a great deal over the last 10 years, but I think things will change. Now, I suppose as an example, there probably will soon, and this is quite an unfortunate thing, I suppose, there'll be more jobs in places, things like insolvency and liquidation and restructuring, because unfortunately, some companies have struggled massively during the pandemic. So inevitably, some will unfortunately be made insolvent or liquidated, which does mean that there'll be more opportunities for aspiring accountants to get involved in this area, which, granted, is an interesting area to get into. But that I think that's one way in which the accountancy world has changed, certainly over the last year or so. In terms of things like climate change, now, I personally haven't seen that affect the accountancy world too much. But having said that, as an example, when you are working in audit in accounts, in an accountancy firm, for example, you're often on client site. You're going to a client site and you're talking to their finance director and financial controller about the accounts. That hasn't happened at all for the last year because of COVID. You know, people don't want other people on site because they're trying to social distance. Mm. But also that begs the question, you know, do we need to be going to client sites much anymore? Do we need to be using public transport? Do we need to be traveling across the UK to go to see a client and look at their accounts? Or can we do things from either our own home or from the office? And obviously that has a small but hopefully significant effect on things like climate change as well. So I do think, you know, firms will become more aware of this and look at their carbon footprint moving forward as well.
Yeah. So coming back to the interview situation, I'm wondering if, thinking about it from the employer's perspective, what kinds, if any, are the kinds of complaints that employers come back to you with regarding common mistakes that candidates make? I mean, you've mentioned not having a LinkedIn profile, but are there any other things that you're always hearing, oh, I wish they would do X, Y, Z?
It more comes down to attitude, particularly, again, if you're looking at those who are at the early stage of their career. Interviewers aren't expecting you to know all the answers, but what they do want is someone who has hopefully got a clear idea of what they want to do with their career, certainly for the next sort of 2 or 3 years, but someone who is articulate, willing to learn, well-presented, well, courteous, yeah, you know, someone who's polite and friendly and easy to get on with, because I think people sometimes forget, you know, that they'll prepare for an interview and they'll go through all the technical parts and go through the job spec and the website, and all that is very good, but they forget to be themselves, and they forgot you know, they forget to show their good side and their enthusiasm. So I think particularly when you are starting out in your career, you won't have the technical experience, but what you will have is hopefully a good attitude, and will have done your research as well. Because I think one bugbear from those who are interviewing people is they didn't seem very bothered about this job, or they hadn't done research, or they didn't really know much about us. So these are easy things that you can solve by just doing your research and making sure that you come across as well as you can.
Yeah, and I suppose that's even more on screen as well, because you've not got much else to go on, really. So you've got to use your enthusiasm for the particular role, because they're going to see so many people on a screen.
Yeah, definitely. These virtual interviews become the norm now. They still feel quite different and sometimes quite awkward, I suppose, but there's only so much you can do. But I think, you know, you can still come across well and you can still present yourself well on screen. And then hopefully that will lead to a face-to-face meeting as well. But yeah, as I said, it sounds obvious, but yeah, the preparation you do and the attitude that you show is the most important thing, I think.
And are a lot of jobs now hiring people that are working completely from home from the start, so they never actually meet people face-to-face? Or do you think a lot of them have gone back to office-based work now?
I think some firms are now adopting a hybrid approach where they'll be working, say, 2 or 3 days from the office and 2 or 3 days from home. But I found someone a job in March of last year. I don't think he's yet been to the office and met people, which is very, very surprising, but the way the world has been. I think long term, I think very few employers will have people back in the office 5 days a week, even when there's no social distancing, because the majority of the workplace have shown over the last year that they can work effectively from home. And I think it will definitely help with things like staff retention, you know, because people do have other things going on, whether it be childcare or doctor's appointments or whatever it may be. So the fact that we have proved as a workforce that we can work from home effectively, we can be trusted to work from home effectively, means that I think this will carry on even when things are back to normal. Because, you know, if you're having to commute an hour and a half each way a day, 5 days a week, it does take its toll on you. So the fact that you can, you know, stop doing that 2 days a week, I think will be a massive benefit to employees, both in terms of their attitude, but also things like mental health as well. Commuting it takes its toll, certainly.
Definitely, yeah. So that is a huge change, really, that's come about because of the pandemic, that sort of forced us to see that.
Yeah.
So what, just finally, you know, is there any other piece of advice that you would give to a student who's just starting out in the world of accountancy right now and thinking about their career options?
I'd say try and get a good idea of what you want to do, but don't panic if you haven't got an exact idea of, you know, mapping out your whole career. If you know you want to become a qualified accountant, if you know you want to pursue that, then certainly look at the ACCA and look at starting in either an accountancy firm or a company as well. But, you know, don't worry too much about what role you're moving into within accounts, or exactly what sort of company you want to work for or accountancy firm. I think, you know, the first 2 to 4 years of your career is setting yourself some foundations to become qualified, hopefully work for an employer that, you know, values you and values your studies as well. And that's really key, making sure that you find an employer that genuinely invests in you, wants to help you become a qualified accountant. Because once you are qualified as an accountant, it opens so many doors, I can't tell you. You know, whether it be moving into a larger organization, whether it be moving abroad. I know some people who've qualified as an accountant actually gone on to do something completely different, but still related, I suppose, to their qualification, because, you know, there's so much that an accounting qualification can do for you, and no one can take that away from you either. You know, you can go for an interview saying, "I'm a qualified accountant, and this is the sort of role I'm looking for." So I think my advice would be if you're committed to becoming an accountant, get qualified in a good employer, because that will open up so many doors for you, you know, 3 or 4 years down the line.
Well, that's a very uplifting place to finish. So thank you, Tom. It's been lovely to speak to you again.
Thank you.
And yeah, have a lovely and not too rainy weekend.
I shall try. I shall. You too.
This podcast was brought to you by ACCA. Find out how we think ahead at accaglobal.com.